This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. Coal miners who helped keep the country's lights on are worried that their retirement benefits could go dark due to industry bankruptcies. United Mine Workers retirees hope a bill called the Miners Protection Act will shore up their pension and health benefits, but the clock is ticking on a key vote. Becca Schimmel spent a day with retired miners to find out what's at stake.
Joe Holland has been with United Mine Workers of America for four decades. He worked 10 years as an underground miner for Peabody Energy in Muhlenberg County in western Kentucky. Born in a company-owned house, Holland is a fourth-generation coal miner. His grandmother kept two pictures on the mantle, one of Jesus and one of UMWA's legendary leaders, John L. Lewis.
Without Christ, you know, they thought they was going to hell, and without John L. Lewis, they was going to starve to death.
Holland is among more than 43,000 retired union miners in Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia, whose pensions may be at risk due to a wave of bankruptcies in the coal industry, and health benefits for thousands more are also vulnerable.
I think that the way that these people, the fear that they have in them, the fear that you can see in their eyes from some of these folks, I do think it's inhumane.
Holland and 110 other Muhlenberg miners boarded a bus last month to travel to a rally in Lexington, determined to have their voices heard. Holland says it's difficult to see hardworking people like the man next to him, Kenneth Vinson, scared of what they'll do without their benefits. Vinson was an underground miner for more than 20 years for Peabody and AMAX Coal. He stopped mining under doctor's orders after his back was injured in a rock fall. He says he'll be one of the last ones to get off the bus because it takes him a while to get his joints moving.
But you asked any man on here, the reason why they're on here today, they got someone in their family they're trying to take care of health care.
Vincent says they want the cradle-to-grave health and retirement benefits promised to them when Congress intervened in 1947 to settle a national coal strike. The Miners Protection Act seeks some of the interest from the Abandoned Mine Lands Fund to address the potential shortages in health care benefits to retired coal miners. Miners blame Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell for blocking the legislation.
If the Finance Committee would have voted to bring our bill out, it would have passed. If the vote called for on the floor, it will pass. We've got the votes. Guess who stopped it in Finance Committee? One guess.
It's
McConnell did not respond to requests for an interview, but issued a statement saying, quote, he appreciates the importance of the issue and thinks it deserves an open and transparent debate, end quote. Even if the bill passes, deeper issues remain.
It certainly seems like a Band-Aid on a problem that needs a permanent fix.
That's West Virginia University law professor Patrick McGinley. He says Chapter 11 reorganization bankruptcy is being misapplied in cases like Peabody's. The largest coal company in the nation, Peabody Energy, declared bankruptcy in April this year. 8 years earlier, Peabody created Patriot Coal for its eastern U.S. mines.
Patriot was set up to spin off Peabody's significant liabilities, including liabilities for miners' pension and health funds.
Patriot declared its second Chapter 11 bankruptcy in 2 years last May. Miners arrive in Lexington, some with oxygen tanks in tow, and pile into golf carts that deliver them the short way to the building. Although Vincent lives with pain every day and at times it's difficult to get around, he still comes to the rallies. He needs his health insurance, not just for himself, but for his family.
The company personnel has took our health, our vigor, our youth, and now we've got old and they want to push us to the side like we're useless.
Vincent and other UMWA miners say there will be more rallies, including one in the nation's capital in September, if needed. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Most students in West Virginia are about halfway through their summer break, but summer camps are still in full swing across the state. Aaliyah Brown reports on a few West Virginia youth with visual impairment. Camp is not just about having fun, but about learning the skills that will help them become more independent.
What's that?
All right.
Yeah.
I finally eat the sandwiches.
As you walk through the doors of the Benton Grove Event Center outside of Morgantown, kids are sitting in a circle talking about the challenges of going to school while visually impaired.
So we have cooking over here.
Yes.
The kids at this camp are part of the Children's Vision Rehabilitation Project, or CVRP. A need-based program that serves visually impaired children and their families in West Virginia. The campers break into groups. Two of their groups go downstairs for cooking and arts and craft classes. Today's lesson, waffle pizza and decorating crates.
And so I started doing these camps for socialization, to be able to cook, order their own food. And so that's how it started.
That's Rebecca Coakley, Director of Outreach at West Virginia University's iInstitute. Coakley is also head of this summer's project. Most of Coakley's work happens during the school year, but once the school year ends, she wants to offer kids more than just academic help. Coakley says that the camp started because she noticed kids were graduating from high school without the skills they need to cook their own food or get themselves dressed. The camp helps bridge that gap by training the kids in practical skills through fun activities like music. Upstairs, the music group begins to warm up.
I used to be a camper myself for CVRP.
That's guitarist Josh Brown. He is now a counselor with the Children's Vision Rehabilitation Project.
And just growing up with it and then being on the counselor side is fantastic. I love the kids. I love the program.
Although the music program has been around for many years, this year is a little different.
I'm a musician, but, you know, like we're always trying to find other platforms to promote positivity and music and all these things. And
that's Blessing Offer, the camp's special guest. Offer was a contestant on the show The Voice. After meeting Coakley at a conference, he joined the camp this year, coaching and mentoring the kids.
I can't think of any better way to give back.
Rebecca Coakley has directed this program since 1976. Campers from ages 6 to 16 come from all over the state. This year, the camp grew from 15 to 27 kids. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Aaliyah Brown.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from the Benedum Foundation.